Flashback. The lie. I'm fond of saying that poets are like superheroes. They have an origin story. A long, long time ago, at a Cuban restaurant far, far away, well, not that far away, more like 116th and Broadway, New York City, a woman I'd been dating for about a month asks me, "Hey, you're Puerto Rican, right?" I wondered quizzically, was she not sure? Did I not look Puerto Rican? I thought the simplest answer was the best. Yes. Yes, I am. Oh. She paused for a moment pensively, then responded, "Do you do slam poetry?" I reply, "Yes. Yes, I do. I'm a regular at the New Yorican Poets Cafe. I spit rhymes from Boogie Down to Bushwick, from Brooklyn to Shaolin. I've been here and there and everywhere, known throughout." And then she said, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And then I said, "Yeah, I'm pretty cool." To this day, I still wonder if this partner somehow read my being Puerto Rican as shorthand for being urban, streetwise, associations which were then followed by the curious question, do I engage in slam poetry? An art form born from the intersection of beats and negritude, working class jazz and multicultural blues? In New York City, at least, a practice of expression among inner-city African-American and Latino communities. Was this a microaggression? A stereotype? Or to give a different perspective, did her attunement help her perceive some other traits and predilections that led her to intuit that I had artistic leanings? Perhaps neither. Possibly both. I don't really know. As to her question of whether I did slam poetry, my answer was yes, but this, my dear reader, was a lie. A simple and very problematic lie. It was the first mask I would wear as a poet. Ironically, the mask of a poet. I had never written a poem. I had never performed behind a mic. I was new to New York City and was geographically illiterate. I thought Boogie Down was a bar in Bushwick, not the birthplace of hip-hop in the Bronx. I thought Staten Island was as close to Manhattan as it is depicted in the MTA subway map. I thought, what's the problem? That's right around the corner. I just wanted her to like me. And I thought, what's the big deal? It's just a teeny-weeny big humongous lie. What's the worst that could happen? Little did I know a week later that she would invite me to an open mic, a gathering where artists and performers were expected to showcase their craft, and I thought, oh shit, I better come up with something quick. So I put pen to paper and pulled a poem right out of nothing. You may be curious as to what the topic of that initial poem was or the theme, but I don't really remember. I just remember sitting in the audience the night of the open mic, anxious, afraid, unsure of just what the hell was I doing. And when my name was called, I made my way to that mic, holding my poem, thinking, I can't keep standing, I need to sit down, because if they see me standing with my piece of paper, they're going to see me shaking and sweating and see that I'm nervous, and when I get nervous, I start to freak out, they'll see me for the freak and fraud that I am. Now for the next 3 minutes, kind of a blur, I just kind of tuned out and read my poem. Not really paying attention to the audience, not really making eye contact. I look just above people's heads, so other people would think I'm making eye contact with people, but I'm not. I finished my poem, and I braced for what tomatoes, oranges, drinks, maduros, anything, really anything coming my way, and for a hot second, there was silence. And then the crowd explodes in laughter and joy and love. And I'm thinking, who just walked into the building? Realizing they were applauding for me, I walked away from that mic thinking, Hey, I can write.